I really fucking hate everybody that's talking about that new fucking stupid X-Men movie.
Oh, yeah?
You mean the website that you're on?
I could give so little shit about that stupid-looking fucking piece of trash movie.
Have you seen it?
No, I don't give a shit.
It looks good.
Yeah, but that...
I mean, it's a good movie.
It's not as good as fucking X-Men 3, the good one.
No, it's way better.
X-Men 3, colon, the good one.
Yeah, X-Men
actually, 3. No, I saw the most recent Wolverine movie with the ninjas.
Uh-huh.
I kind of like that movie.
Okay, yeah. You just like every one of them that suck.
That was a good movie.
No.
Yeah, the chick that was the lady that turned into the bird.
No.
She was in it.
No.
Hot. No.
It was bad. Yeah, Famke Jensen, she's in this one too. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen this one.
Okay, I'm just saying. Okay. Yeah. Whatever, it's cool. Yeah, this is a whole... Whatever, I don't care.
Fuck you, and fuck your views on everything that I like,
love. You know what?
You're just a...
Return of the King, motherfucker! This is the Video Destruct Podcast!
Not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield. A shame for this place!
Right now, it is Wednesday, June 4th. We are at my house. I haven't shut the fuck up. I haven't been on this thing in a while. I
haven't noticed.
No one's noticed. It's the highest ratings we've had since you've been gone.
The highest ratings! No, I don't think
people enjoy not having the things they love get shit on by you.
Yeah, well, whenever I'm not here... I share those things, so guess what? Still because of me.
We don't share them, though.
And if you want to talk about views, look at the videos that I'm on and the videos that I'm not on and judge how many views it has. Who's the draw?
Right, yeah.
That's what everybody's talked before.
I'm like, Nolan Ryan, motherfucker!
Stupid.
Why?
Well, then run this show, King.
If you're gonna go get some baseball card sign, what do you want to see? Like Kirby Puckett? Well, he's dead, so you can't go see Kirby Puckett.
I don't think you're gonna see Kirby Puckett.
Well, I just say Kirby Puckett because he turned out to be an asshole.
Okay.
Like, because everybody always liked Kirby Puckett, and then it turned out he was a womanizing alcoholic piece of shit.
Which was pretty much everybody in baseball.
Yeah, but he got caught.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Oh, man. That's why I love when people say, like, oh, this guy shouldn't be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Because this, that, or the other.
No, Pete Rose shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, it's fine.
Because he's an indignant asshole.
Well, it's fine. But no, it's it. People say that, but I'm just like, okay, I'm just saying, friggin', there were probably KKK members that are still in the Hall of Fame right now. So,
Honus Wagner?
Yeah.
Big Klan member.
Yeah, right? I'm just saying.
I single-handedly just tanked the value of that card. Invest in this, bitch!
I mean, Ty Cobb, he basically was a Klan member.
I don't really know anything about Ty Cobb.
I'm just saying, Ty Cobb, like, probably hanged people at some point, was never convicted for it. But he's in the Hall of Fame.
I feel like you might be just... I can't confirm nor deny this.
Right,
you might be slightly talking out of your ass. Because I don't know anything about Ty Cobb.
Right.
But I feel like I would have heard this about Ty Cobb from somebody other than just you.
Just me.
Just listen to his name.
Yeah, Ty Cobb is a very, very redneck name.
Yeah. if your name's Ty Cobb and you're not a racist, you're a moron.
Are you calling black people Cobbs? Is that...
You want to tie him to the Cobbs?
You're tying the Cobbs.
That's weird.
Hashtag Ty Cobb.
No.
We're not hashtagging Ty Cobb.
Hashtag Young Mothers.
Hashtag Young Mothers. Have you watched that Watch Dogs video that we recorded the other day yet?
I have not, no.
You should post that video. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
I felt like we had a pretty good time with it, but...
It was okay.
Odds are it was probably not that great.
I mean, it's no trying to.
Yeah.
or I'm making all the delicious boxes
for you. It was one of the worst things I've ever witnessed.
It's pretty bad.
You guys don't know comedy.
Yeah,
I know that you don't.
I know what I like, and that wasn't it.
I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent, but I feel like your definition and understanding...
Timing!
...of comedy is, practice, is really... I'm just gonna throw a different punchline.
Right, yeah.
I ain't get the Carnegie Hall! Practice!
Practice! The aristocrats!
How do you get the Carnegie Hall? Tyco!
They called it the aristocrats!
I have that movie.
It's really bad.
I like that.
I don't know, it gets old after like the first 10 minutes. I'm just like, alright. And then... But then Gilbert Godfrey says it, and I laugh.
Yeah!
And then I laugh.
Gilbert Godfrey does the best one.
Gilbert Godfrey can do whatever the fuck he wants, yeah. And I'll laugh.
Remember he was in the movie Problem Child?
Oh, okay, you just killed it for me.
Yeah, there you go. I killed Gilbert Godfrey for you.
Any stand-up, and I will laugh at it.
So, Hoss, run the show. Host it.
Right.
Be the host.
Be the host
Mr. of the I'm Back.
Show.
All right.
Return of the King.
I'm going to... say fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to run through a murderer's row of shit I've played recently.
Ooh, since it's the Return of the King, can we just talk about Return of the King and like all the Lord of the Rings movies?
Ooh, yeah.
Let's do that. Yeah.
Lord of the Rings is amazing. So. Tell us how you feel about Lord of the Rings, Hoss. Would you like to go on a magical journey with us to Middle Earth?
To Middle Earth and
the only Lord
to
of the
Shire.
Rings. The only Lord of the Rings I'm really a fan of is that animated one that had that Leonard Nimoy.
Bilbo Baggins, the hardest working hobbit in the Shire. Bilbo, Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the hardest working hobbit in the Shire.
You know,
and the reason we need to film this is because no, your dance you just did.
You know he just recorded that, right? Like, when he was in college?
Really?
That's what that is. Like, Leonard Nimoy just... Leonard Nimoy?
I can't say his name!
Spock!
There you go. That's your Tourette's.
I can't say his name. I have to say Spock. Leonard. Stay yay, Boston.
Yay. All right, let's move on from that. Keep going.
Basically, he just recorded that in college one day, and then like someone found it, put it on the internet, and made a cartoon to it. That's pretty funny.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, but yeah, so. Let's go down a murderer's row of what you've been playing, because there's
okay.
a lot that came out recently.
I played a ton of games
and
recently.
And you've been on the show for a while. So
I know, but we'll get to you.
No, fine.
It's been fucking 2 episodes in a total of, like, 5 weeks since
and
I've been on one of these podcasts.
Whose fault is that?
Fuck you. How about that?
I want to go see a show with my mom.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, let's start at the top of the show. Eddie Izzard was in town last week, and me and my mom went. I bought her a ticket for her birthday gift, and it was fantastic. He's the best stand-up comic in the world right now.
He's a good show.
Maybe he's the best stand-up comic in the world right now, but he's probably my second favorite stand-up comic. I prefer Dave Attell.
Dave Attell's great.
What a filthy, disgusting...
Son of a bitch.
Subhuman son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. I do dig me some Dave Attell.
Yeah, Dave Attell's fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, all right, so in the last few weeks, here's what I've played.
Okay.
Wolfenstein,
yeah.
The New Order. We recorded footage of that for the website. Should be up sometime-ish. We just kind of got a lot of backlog footage right now.
That is a relaunch of the old Wolfenstein, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is actually, believe it or not, it's a sequel to the Raven-developed Wolfenstein game from 2008 that a lot of people didn't like, but I happen to really enjoy. The weird thing about this being a sequel to that is that Raven developed that game.
Right.
And Activision published that game.
And now...
And it had nothing to do with it. They just licensed out the franchise.
Right.
A lot of, like, Quake 4 was made by Raven. It wasn't made
right.
by id. There were a lot of games that were kind of shopped out
right.
By id as part of their relationship with Activision.
Right.
So, since then, id went from being a private company with a publishing agreement with Activision to being purchased wholly by Bethesda.
Right.
And Bethesda built a team... called Machine Games to develop Wolfenstein: The New Order.
Right.
that's a sequel to a game that they never had any part of that wasn't even actually an id game. It's weird. To me, it just seems weird.
This whole concoction of a tree.
But I liked Wolfenstein 2008. It had its rough edges, but the cool thing about it was that it was like the first open-world first-person shooter I'd ever played. And it was open-world in the sense of it's not huge wide-open areas and cars and all that bullshit. It was just like open-city streets. And you went from conflict to conflict through the town.
Right. Not gonna lie, I had no idea this property was still going.
Fuck yeah!
I had no idea that this went back.
Yeah, there was there were the old side-scrolling Wolfenstein games, and then there was Wolfenstein 3D, and then there was Return to Castle Wolfenstein in 99 or 2000. Right. And then
that's probably
there
last
was
one
Wolfenstein 2008, and then there's Wolfenstein the New Order.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Wolfenstein the New Order. I'll sum this up pretty quick. We say a lot of it in the video. I think the game looks rad. It runs on id Tech 5, the Rage engine, that Carmack's last id engine. The most recent one. I think it looks great. It runs at 60 frames. It's 1080. It looks fantastic.
Nice.
It's super gory.
Right.
Really ridiculous with its jibs. It just, I mean, you can turn a guy into a fucking fruit smoothie real easy in that game, and it's awesome.
Right.
That game has, it's got a difficulty ramp. Like, we were actually probably 5/8 of the way, you know, 3/4-ish, through the game when me and Eric actually touched it.
Yeah, it got
and
real hard.
That game got real hard. I die a lot in that video.
Right.
And I'm not ashamed of it. I mean, like, it's nice. Like, it wasn't frustrating that I was dying in that game. It's like, this is nice. This game is difficult.
Right.
Like, it's weird, like, on a normal setting for a game to be difficult anymore. Right. And that just seems like the kind of game that's, you know, it's still got traditional health, it still got traditional armor.
Right.
Pickups.
It didn't feel cheap. It felt more like, oh, I have to actually play better to get.
Well, like you said, the new thing now is automatically regenerating health. And we're talking about it on the video. I liked it. He kind of was like, eh, about it. But I like the fact that you had, like, old school games. You had to go find a health pack.
Right,
if you were dying,
grab a health pack.
You got to get a health pack. His gun was like some sort of laser shotgun thing that melted people and turned them into a pool of blood.
That sounds all right.
It had to be recharged at these stations.
Right.
It wasn't like you had to find ammo for it. I mean, you technically were finding ammo, but there was these electrical stations that you plugged it in and charged it. And you were still getting shot at.
There's your green world for you, you hippies.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to blow up the Nazi demons?
It's okay to murder as long as it doesn't waste precious materials.
But yeah, I mean, overall, like, I played the game on the Xbox One just because, you know, I've said this many times, like, I own everything, but I tend to play most of my games on the Xbox One just because that's where my friends are. And just because a lot of times I'll be playing a game in a party with buddies, even though the other important thing to say about Wolfenstein is that game is not multiplayer in any way.
Oh, wow.
There is no deathmatch. There is no co-op. There are no ulterior modes. Nothing. There is a main campaign in that game that is a traditional shooter, like, not this modern 4-hour bullshit.
Right.
It is a 12 to 16 hour shooter.
Wow.
It's long like shooters used to be.
Wow.
You know, it's like Half-Life 1.
Right.
Kind of length.
Right.
Wow. Very good game. I'm not quite finished with it. I actually checked back in to GameStop to pick up the next game that I'll talk about, Watch Dogs.
Watch Doge.
Watch _
very hacking.
Dogs.
Much hacking.
The first hour of that game blows. Like, real bad.
Like, really
awful. It started to grow on me a little bit.
What, is it just a slow progression of story?
No, just it's super self-serious bullshit, like, oh, it took everything from me. Oof. Dude,
the guy sounds
why
like
should
Batman.
I?
That's how he's not lying about the voice. He's like, hello, Jimmy. I need to act this.
I'm not against the idea of a game where, you know, you're a character who's had, you know, everything taken from him, but
right.
You gotta fucking earn it, dude.
Yeah.
I've never seen this person. It's like, oh, let me show you this gravestone. Who the fuck is that?
Yeah. Like, no, I agree. You have to earn that kind of thing. It's not
completely and wholly unearned. It takes place in Chicago. There is nothing.
We're doing two podcasts now where we
should. No, like, here's the thing. Is that, like, Chicago has a fucking sensibility to it.
Right.
When you think about Chicago, I would think that the occasional person would have a Chicago-style accent. Right. You know, your Danny A kind of accent.
Right, yeah.
You know, maybe... there's a lot of flavor to Chicago.
It's true, yes.
Like, you're fucking... not. None of it's in this game. I don't see one fucking deep-dish pizza.
This could have been fucking Seattle for all I know.
No sausages.
Yeah, I didn't see anybody trying to fucking disguise a lasagna as a fucking pizza. Like,
It was really funny. We were when we were playing it, and again, it's all in the video. You scan people because right. You got in this face hack thing that you right. got going on with your.
Are you can tell my favorite person.
Yeah. So he's playing the game, and we're driving through, and I was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, stop!" He goes, "What?" I was like, "Scan that girl again." He goes back and scans her, and says, "This is Melissa, wrestling enthusiast."
What? They put a wrestling mark in
there. That's the image that I want. It's like the cover photo.
Okay.
Wrestling enthusiast.
Wrestling enthusiast.
It was real fun. We're like, that's fucking great.
Oh, man.
But everything has like little facts about people. Like, this is Jimmy. He's 34 and diabetic. No. Like,
that's depressing.
Everybody has like different things.
And I want the name of the video to be Young _ Mothers.
Yeah.
You'll find out when you watch the video.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
So, yeah, that's kind of Watch Dogs. I'm still kind of fairly early in that game. That's a PS4, kind of one of the games that a lot of people are talking about with PS4, even though it's multi-platform.
I have an add-on to that, to your review. After I worked out the kinks, the mobile game that you can play where you play against other people is actually pretty fun. It's free to pick up. You have to find... It's like CTS, whatever the hacking...
CTOS
thing. I'm sure if you look up Watch Dogs mobile app.
Right.
For like, free, you can pick up the game.
Right, yeah.
And if we can figure out Haas's name on there, we can actually break into Haas's game with our phone...
And hack it.
And start hacking stuff up. And, like you set up, like, barriers, and you're, like, this helicopter that's flying around.
Right.
And you gotta be in range. You, like, release police cars on him. Your whole deal is to try to stop him.
Right.
And he's, like, a certain health bar. And it's, like, this little game... adds into the game, and I tried to get it set up during the video. I couldn't get it working because I was going to hack his game. I thought that'd be real funny,
right?
But it was a little glitchy, and still kind of is. It's hard to find players,
right?
But it was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
I took it home and I played it for probably about an hour.
That's a cool feature.
Yeah, once you get used to it, you actually level up
and
that's
free. That's a freebie.
Completely free.
Huh.
You can log in, you can fuck someone's game up.
Fuck this guy. I hate him.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty alright.
Somebody already hacked my phone.
Did it? Yeah. Yeah, the ground.
The ground?
The ground hacked your phone and broke the shit out of it.
Yeah, it's
damn.
I think you did it on purpose, because as much as you say you hate that phone, I'm really surprised it lasted this long.
Yeah, I'm getting an iPhone in a couple
weeks. That's what he did with his freaking phone. He was like, I'm tired of this phone. So he, quote-unquote, accidentally dropped it in a pool or jumped into the pool with it in his pocket.
I forgot.
Of course you did, yeah.
I forgot that it was in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I just got that phone.
Oh, man.
But yeah, Watch Dogs, it's a game that a lot of people are talking about. Kind of in relation to the PS4, because that system's kind of hungry for releases. It's got like an hour of extra gameplay, which turned out to be complete bullshit. That's exclusive to the PlayStation platform. It's just like it's extra missions that are probably like an hour long, but it just feels like a shitty, like, tutorial for the multiplayer stuff.
Right.
It's bad. Like, it, you know, the world just needs to sit down and fucking accept that pre-order bonuses and, you know, all these, like, platform exclusives, they're real stupid, and just don't ever pay attention to them.
I agree. I agree 100%.
Because one of two things is true about that. It's either unbalanced, so it breaks the game, which would make it a good item.
Right, yeah.
Or it's superfluous bullshit that doesn't matter, like the gold guns I got with Syndicate.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, like, well, what's it do to your guns? They're gold.
They're gold now.
Yeah, it's
they're gold now. You don't got gold guns.
That's what I thought. I was a big Gears of War fan, the whole franchise. And I think if you pre-ordered Gears of War 2, you got all your guns would be gold. And I was like, well, this is okay, I guess. And you got a couple other little things, like a demo for something else, I think, that was going on. But you and you probably know more about it than I do, since you worked at the Game Go. But it sucked because... Yeah, you made your guns gold,
yeah,
which is awesome. But that whole game is like brown and black,
grimy and like,
grimy and gross.
Yeah.
So half
it's
your
just juxtaposition.
Yeah. So anybody with a gold gun, you could see coming from like a mile and a half away,
right?
Because you have this blingy gun running through the world, and you're like, "Oh, dude's over there." Because part of the thing is the world's grimy, and you're grimy, and you sort of it's hard to see people sometimes, and that could be like an advantage,
yeah.
Unless you have a giant gold chainsaw gun, and it looks real stupid.
Oh no!
So when Gears of War 3 came out, they were doing this program on Xbox Live called Xbox Live Rewards, and they would give you points, Microsoft points, back for spending money. So it's like if you spent, $30 this month, they'll give you like $1.50 back in points. So I ended up having some weird amount of points left when Gears of War 3 came out, and I ended up buying this gun skin that was like neon green, and it moved.
That's weird. Lava lamp?
You could see me a mile away. Because there is nothing in that game that's neon green.
So you just get sniped from across the map.
Getting ate up, but like, pretty sick gun though, right?
It's like that whole sniper trick of like seeing the glint of the sniper rifle, and it's just like, where's the glint? Ching! Oh, there it is!
My eyes!
My eyes! That was your one hope, is it would blind them.
Yeah.
Melting like that dude in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes, pre-orders are dumb unless it's Aliens Colonial Marines and you get a sweet statue.
That was not a pre-order bonus.
Or that was
a $150 collector's edition.
Oh, wow.
Well, you got that. But you got a sweet
$10?
Figurine.
$10, yeah.
That figure's worth $10.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's a sweet figure. I would get that.
I'm not even big into figures.
I'd pay $10 for that figure. I wouldn't pay $10 for the game you got with it.
Did you even put that game in?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Oh, hey, if you guys want to get some footage of
dude,
that
game. Dude, we should get some footage of that game.
No.
Yes, we should totally do that.
I refuse to have that on my laptop.
Let's just... That's going to seep in.
It's just going to weird it up. It's going to weird it up
that
real good.
That game is hot garbage. Game... Dude, every time you die, do you get to hear Bill Paxton go, "Game over, man! Game over!"
They didn't take that kind of care with it.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to steal your collectible... Rainer dog tag thing.
No.
That thing's fucking cool.
That thing's awesome. I love it.
No.
It's going to come up missing one day. He's going to call me. You said you were going to steal it. No, it's not here.
Motherfucker.
And he's going to find it in Willow's shit one day. Damn it. Oh, it still works.
So that's kind of Watch Dogs.
Yep.
Then I guess the next game I'll leave the hot banger for last. The next game I'll talk about is Zoo Tycoon.
He told me a story.
This is what happened.
You were being real hype about that game.
This is what happened. I'm going to tell a story because fuck you, I can. So I spent the day with Hoss one day.
Right.
He needed help moving this 8,000-pound TV that's 4 inches wide because it's one of those old tube TVs. What is it, like 35 inches or something?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah, it's real big.
Right.
And real fucking heavy.
Like one of the big ones I had in my room.
Yeah, it was real bad.
Right.
And had no handles on it or anything, so it sucked.
Right.
So, we're coming back from the guy's house we picked it up from. Hoss is like, "Do you care if we run by my work?" And I was like, "Sure." He goes, "I'm going to trade in these games and get this and check this back in and pick up some other games."
Right.
That we'll talk about in a minute. One of which was Watch Dogs. So we get there, and all his coworkers are real nice. I'm sitting there talking to him. They're trying to get him to put some money on some pre-orders because all of the stuff he turned in,
right.
He had credit left over.
Right.
So, like, just, what do you want to pre-order? And they're naming off all these goofy-ass fucking games just to mess with him because it's pissing Hoss off.
Right.
Like the new Barbie game. You shouldn't want to put $5 on,
Derp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something goofy. And I was like, no. Yeah. Just put it on something. I don't know. He goes, stop. And he's like, stop. Hold on. And he walks off with, like, super intent. And he picks up Zoo Tycoon for the Xbox One, and he throws it on there. He goes, "Take my pre-orders away. I'm buying that." So not only did he use all his credit, he actually spent money on it because it was more than what he had.
Right.
I was like, "Did you really?"
That much. It's like $10.
I was like, "Did you really buy Zoo Tycoon?" He goes, "Goddamn right, I did." It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, Zoo Tycoon probably is a fun game.
Can I talk about Zutec?
His selling point for the whole damn thing, because I asked him why, he goes,
well, that's true.
Because you can build a cage with a bear in it, and then you can shoot water at the bear.
Fuck yes, you can.
Now,
hosing down these bears, man.
But no,
that sounds like a weird point.
The tycoon games are infamously pretty fun, so...
Then we took a trip to Spencer's, and that's going to be on the website, because
yeah, sure.
I watched that 5-minute video, and it was real funny. Just your lack of not wanting to be there was the funniest thing ever.
So,
hashtag Jingle Jugs.
Zoo Tycoon.
Tell us about Zoo Tycoon.
All right, now that Eric's done with story time, let's talk about Zoo Tycoon. That game's fucking dope.
Yeah.
I enjoy the shit out of that game.
Yeah, the tycoon games are typically pretty fun.
That game does something that I have never seen before in a tycoon game.
What's that?
It has a campaign.
Interesting. So
that's not just... 'cause the last game of the Tycoon series that I played was like Roller Coaster Tycoon 2.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
And, you know, since then, you know, I've played Tropico and Civ and all this other shit. I've played a lot of civilization building games, and I kind of assume this would sort of be the same thing.
Right.
And it can be, except you're not fighting your lions with another zoo's lions, which,
dude,
way better game.
Holy crap.
We're going to war.
If you had to war with other zoos,
I have a water cannon bear.
Zoo
fucking
tyrant.
Gandhi walks by your zoo and goes, yeah, your shit's weak. Fuck you.
Zoo tyrant. We just made a new game. All right.
But, so I'm playing Zoo Tycoon, and it's, you know, real long training in that. I mean, it's obviously built, like, what if a kid wanted to play this?
Right, yeah.
So I go through this training. It's like an hour and a half long. Woo. So I could have stopped at any time because it's pretty self-explanatory. But I was like, I want to see everything this game can do.
Right.
Cool thing is, if you're like, hey, I want to build, you know, like a Sahara enclosure.
Right.
Small, medium, or large.
Yeah.
Bam! And it just drops it.
Boom. Aquarium.
And it builds all the connecting roads to it and everything. So you're not SimCity drawing roads and shit.
Yeah.
It just does that.
Right.
And from what I can tell, map size doesn't seem to be a big concern. But in the campaign mode, what you do is you'll have tasks, and they're all fucking timed. And it's all like, you have 2 minutes to fucking satisfy this and this.
Mm.
It's like, and it's not like...
Sounds like your sex life.
It's not like do this or fail. It's do this or and you, if you do it, you gain 10% extra, you know, donations by this group, or you lose 5%. You know, what do you have?
So it's not like game over. It's just like, oh,
yeah, it's
you
just,
lost it on that bonus.
But the thing is, it made that 2 hours I played that game like super hectic. You're like, oh god damn it, I gotta wash these bears down.
Luckily I built the cage with the hoses.
Yeah.
Oh man. Actually, after this I made some save videos of me washing bears.
Bears
wanna watch
okay.
some
sure.
hot bear videos.
Some hot bear wash videos.
It's getting weird now.
Yeah. Hashtag hot bears.
That is a weird fetish, but I bet it's out there.
Just me washing a bunch of hairy men in my bathtub.
Before we get to the big game, I guess, I played a new game called Windstar. Or Wildstar.
Wow.
It was a, I don't know why I was thinking Wind. Tyler Breeze, maybe.
Windwick.
Yeah. Wildstar's all right.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be pretty big.
Yeah.
It's don't shake your fucking head at me.
That game will be free to play in 3 months and offline in 2 years.
Okay. That's what we say about everything, but whatever.
Yeah, because they all go free to play in 3 months and offline in 2 years.
It's a really good game. It's the art style's really
name
good.
An MMO that's not World of Warcraft that's been around for longer than 4 years and still charges. Name one.
Eve Online.
That's fair.
It's really cool. It's the way they have it set up, the way you do the missions, it's classic go kill 12 bad guys and bring me their spines or something like that. But it's a little more cartoony and it doesn't take itself so seriously. Like
I've heard complaints about the way the zones are set up.
It's a little weird.
It's not like a huge world map, like in World of Warcraft. You could be, you know, in Gadget Zan and walk and end up in another fucking zone. And in this one, it's like, no, go do these specific missions that take place in this zone and then teleport out of here to teleport to the next zone where you're leveled. you know, your appropriately leveled tasks will be. I've heard that a lot of people just feel like it doesn't give you a good sense of place because it's like, no, you're just going to go to some other world or what the fuck ever.
I feel like it's going to get bigger. I'm only level 10, and these levels don't come easy. Like, you, level 10 in World of Warcraft would take me 3 hours.
Yeah, but when that game came out, it took 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's a new MMO.
Yeah. I mean it took forever to get to 10, where I'm at now, and you really had to put in work, and it's
I spent like 4 months to get my mount.
Yeah. Yeah, it took a while to get the mount.
And that was level 30 when you... Yeah, because now they've lowered it down to like level 10 where you can get your mount, but...
It's still not level 10. It's level...
Is it 20?
It's 20s, but you have to like pay a lot of extra money. If you want to do it before a certain level. If you're a warlock in World of Warcraft, you get it for free. You get like a fire horse. It's like one of your spells that you can just ride around on. But we're not talking about World of Warcraft. We're talking about WildStar.
We should play World of Warcraft.
Yeah. We should. Hey, let me know. Whenever you're ready, whenever you decide to build your PC.
That's right. I don't need
to build a PC. I've got a PC that will play World of Warcraft.
Not new World of Warcraft. It's gotten a little more strenuous.
It's got 4 gigs of RAM and a 1 gig video card in it.
Okay, well, you're not going to play it at anything above low.
Gives a shit. It's World of Warcraft.
Okay,
agreed. I don't think World of Warcraft's appeal is in its graphics.
Its graphics are really nice.
Well, they're nice, but I think the game is more appealing than the graphics. I think that's the appeal.
You're watching orange block walk up to green block. I'm skipping the text and walking away. And walk into the green dot, and then it goes zub zub whenever I complete the mission. And that's zub, me zub. Playing. That's when you're the horde. That zub zub. Some of the dudes will say that when you complete missions as a horde.
Oh, we got the title.
Zub zub
zub zub zub zub.
No, WildStar's all right. It changes the dot attack format, where it's you pick the guy you want to kill. You click on him, you have him targeted, no matter where you go, what you do.
Yeah, I heard it's not locked anymore.
And that's why it's a lot harder to get that level 10, because I can't just put a dot on this dude and run in a circle around him and just keep firing off spells.
Right.
It's a wrestling thing, they call it telegraphing.
Right,
The telegraph, and you see how far your spell will go.
Right.
And where it'll hit. And you that person you're fighting has to be in that little area. And they can fucking move. So there was battles where I'm fighting like these little guys that aren't supposed to be nothing, and they're rolling and they're ducking and they're dodging. I'm like, oh shit.
I feel like we might not have explained that like super, super well. I feel like I know what you're talking about, but I feel like for some people that might sound super crazy. Imagine this. Like, here's just kind of the way that I've heard it explained to me. I haven't played the game, so let me know if this is right.
Okay.
The way that I've heard is that instead of in World of Warcraft or your average MMO, you lock onto a guy and he starts auto-attacking.
Right, yeah.
And it's just throwing dice and you're auto-attacking.
Yeah.
And in this, it's more like your traditional action game where you just do a broad swing attack. So if there are three guys standing in front of you, you're not engaged with one guy. Right. You can potentially engage all three if you've got a broad kind of AoE-style attack.
Yeah.
Now, the thing from here is that for your attacks, it kind of gives you like a vision cone from fucking that you would see on the guards in Metal Gear Solid.
Right.
Remember how like, well, this is how wide it is and this is how long it is.
You'll see something on the ground that'll show where your attack will hit.
Hit, miss.
I have a
shining.
One of the things I got a telepath. One of the things he does is shoots a falcon or some sort of bird out of his brain. And it'll actually, one of the specials of it is it goes through up to 5 players, or up to 5 enemies. So when you're running up to a guy, you're not just running up targeting, like I said, WoW style. You're like, oh, there's another guy behind him. Now if I shift slightly to the left, I can hit him and him and do damage to both of them, call it a day. So it changes up the gameplay. There's a tank.
It's kind of like 3D Shining Force Fire Emblem.
One of the big things is I had to take down this big tank in a forest.
A real time.
But it was destroying the forest, and you could see all these red lines. And I was like, what are those red lines for? And this tank let out this, like, shock that went on the ground, and it went wherever the red lines were. And I had to move because it was moving, and that's how I avoided the attack. So it's not just because that tank attacked me.
So you're playing clacks? In this game?
Yeah.
Man, I should bring back Clax. You guys remember Clax?
I don't remember Clax.
That was a sweet turbo.
I know you said people shit on it, and you kind of gave it a big old... But
No, I'm just saying it's an MMO in the year 2014. Good fucking luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those people are still talking about Elder Scrolls Online.
Did that die off already?
It did not die off already.
I would be shocked if that game... They said, now, instead of June or July coming out on next-gen consoles, it's coming out in January.
Hmm.
I'll be shocked if that game comes out in January on new consoles. I honestly kind of be shocked if it comes out at all.
What's the setting of WildStar? You're on a
planet called Nexus,
right?
You play one of two.
Wade Barrett
runs the planet.
Punk usurps him, and this is the Fallout. Correct. This isn't the Schmoz cast. Go on.
Are they in the core?
you play one of two groups, the Exiles. Or the I don't play the other group. I can't remember. They're basically like they're Republic.
Yeah, the Horde and the Alliance.
Yeah, you're actually funny story about WoW. The Horde is actually the good guys.
Yeah,
you think they're bad guys because they're all monsters. If you play the story, the Horde is just like trying to survive because the Alliance are dicks.
Right,
they're snooty dicks. So basically, you're the Exiles. You find this planet because you're running from the snooty dicks.
Yeah,
and snooty dicks find you. Right. And basically, you're fighting for control of this planet.
So it's like Firefly?
Kind of. You're fighting for control of the planet. The Exiles are very... I look at them as like kind of hippies. They're very like, oh, save the trees. And the snooty dicks are like, burn all the fucking trees down so we can build a city.
I don't care.
These trees are fucking
fuck
stupid.
Those trees. You can't take the sky from me. They can sing us all that.
They've
added, why is this podcast always me singing?
I don't know. It's real sketchy. There's a lot of features in it that you can't, that I've never seen any other ones other than the old Star Wars game.
Right.
You can have your
galaxies?
Own, yeah. You have player housing that you can have and customize any way you want.
Oh, nice.
The new EverQuest is going to have that.
Is it? Like Kirby's Epic Yarn? Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I'm actually super interested, believe it or not. I'm not lying, in the new EverQuest.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It has all that crazy environmental destruction stuff. Remember that game Rezogun that I have for the PS4?
Right.
That side-scrolling shooter thing?
Right, yeah.
Remember how, like, the environment was all built with voxels and it would just blow apart?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the fucking new EverQuest. Their geometry is built that way and everything's destructible and it just blows into voxels.
Nice.
Interesting.
That game looks rad.
I haven't heard anything about EverQuest.
Called EverQuest Next.
Next.
Yeah, because after your free 30 days, you're going to go, next. Because...
Yeah, because...
Boom!
Oh, big joke.
Because, yeah, WoW killed it, like, dead.
Yeah, WoW... I mean, WoW's always going to be the EverQuest. WWE to everybody's TNA.
Right. EverQuest collapsed. It was a very interesting year in 2004. Because I think it was, like... My timeline may be a little bit off, but... Around like April ish is when EverQuest 2 came out in 2004.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then May to June ish is when City of Heroes came out.
Right.
And EverQuest 2 and City of Heroes both got pretty big followings real quick.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh man, this fucking EverQuest returning to the throne, and then this new kid, City of Heroes, is in here. And then the WoW beta hit in like mid to late June.
Yeah.
And before WoW even came out, those other games were already on borrowed fucking time. Because everybody went, well, fuck this.
It's
like when you heard NWA for the first time and you took all your Fresh Prince tapes and threw them in the trash.
And said, I would never throw a Fresh Prince tape in the trash.
And you said, I'm going to keep these Two Live Crew tapes because I need to learn about fucking, but these... Bismarck key tapes.
I do.
All of them. Digital Underground. They're going to the trash.
I do remember that feel of just like, because everybody's calling it Evercrack. Everybody's playing EverQuest. This online gaming thing is going to be freaking huge. EverQuest 2 is coming out. And then WoW happened. And it was like, Ever what?
Well, before that, it was Ultima Online, man. King of the Crown.
Yeah.
And then EverQuest came out and it was all fucking polygonal. Yeah. And then Ultima said, well, we're going to make our game polygonal. And you were like, no shit. Like, you're not going to make, like, a sequel? No, man. We're just patching in 3D models. And all they did was make the characters 3D, but the game was still isometric 2D. Mm. And it was, like, real bad 3D, and that game looked like shit after that. Like, holy Christ. Remember, like, the way that, like, Sims 1 looked, how right. it was still pixels.
Right, yeah.
And you're like, this game looks cool, it's got a lot of personality. And then Sims 2 came out, and it was decent 3D, and it was fine.
Yeah.
Well, imagine if you took the dudes from 2, but, like, at a really low poly, and dumped them into that first game. That's what that felt like. So, go ahead, sorry.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
WoWstar.
Yeah, back to WoWstar.
How long do you think you're going to stick with it?
I'm giving it, it gave me 30 days for free. I'm going to try to hit level cap.
Didn't you get an extra 30 days if you were in the beta?
Yeah, but I didn't get in the beta.
Okay. I thought you were in the beta for some reason.
I think a couple of friends of mine did the beta, because they had already pre-ordered, so they got into the open beta.
Maybe you just got in super early and got to keep your shit.
Yeah, I missed it. They played the shit out of it. They lost everything, though, when they played it, that wherever they got, so they lost everything. The new thing they're doing is called War Plots. Right. It's kind of like player housing, except you make a player fort, and you set up traps, and basically you challenge other people to try to successfully invade your war plot.
Oh, so it's like that game that's on Steam where you have to break into somebody's house.
Yeah, the Mighty Quest for Epic Loot. Yeah. Is what it's called. It's kind of like that, except it's a little more in depth.
There's another one where you have to, like, you break into somebody's house and you, like, murder their wife.
Murder their wife?
I'm not making this shit up. It's like, that's...
I think you just had a really bad dream.
That's a fucking game. I heard the Giant Bombcast talk about it, and either they're all fucking sociopaths or this shit's real.
You need to find the name of that game, because I want to try to play it. I want to start murdering wives.
I did see a game...
Hashtag murder wives.
Anyway, I did see a game called The Graveyard, in which you play a grandmother walking through a graveyard very slowly.
Are you looking for the tombstone of your husband?
You're just walking through a graveyard, and then eventually you sit down on a park bench and a song plays. And then it's over!
That must have been from Game Jam.
Yeah, it must have been a Game Jam. It was pretty funny. So.
So that's WoWstar. It's real funny, the way they have it set up. If you ever watch the trailer, you'll chuckle. I like it.
I don't like the look of that game.
I like it. I like the art style of it.
Physically repulsed.
Really? I actually like the art design.
It just all looks like here is. If you were to take. Alright. If you were to
Team
take.
Team Fortress 2?
No. If you were to take an animated TV show of Ratchet and Clank and take that to Korea and say, make us a video game like this.
Yeah.
It all feels so borrowed. Like, every bit of the look of that game, I'm like, this is just fucking stolen from Ratchet and Clank. Everything I see out of it, it's like, well, he's not a Lombax, he's kind of like a fucking mouse rat thing.
I like it. It's all right. It's very appealing. Like,
I don't like the look.
When you play the game, it's bright and colorful. It's completely opposite of most games nowadays.
Yeah, I'm not saying technically it's bad. I'm just saying I think the art style. Just, shit.
You personally don't like it.
Sure,
and you're style. An idiot. So that's what I say with it.
Graphics artistic, not graphics technical. You moron. Yeah, I can think Van Gogh's art looks like shit. It doesn't mean that it's not technically proficient.
Yeah, it works. Nothing. I haven't found any bugs yet. It's give it a shot if you got the money, because it is right now, and it's a full price game with a monthly fee. But when you buy the first initial full price game, you get 30 days to play. So yeah. I'm sure the price is going to go down. But yeah, if you're into MMOs and you're sick of WoW. And you want something colorful and a little more. It's like how WoW used to be.
What video card did you get to replace your old one? That just randomly popped in my head.
A real shitty one, and I hate it.
But it doesn't give you control, so it's probably better for you.
Yeah,
it's wasn't like a 1 gig card or
it's
DDR3, DDR5.
It's
a Radeon.
It's a Radeon something crappy. I don't know, I want to get a video card as soon as I get some scratch together. And I'll just take that one out and use it as like a backup just in case anything else shitty happens.
It's a shame that your backup card wasn't an NVIDIA card, because then you could use that secondary NVIDIA card as a physics card.
So, yeah, well, this one cost
me... Still owe you money, so...
Yeah, this one cost me about $80, and it could push the games I wanted to play. So,
that's fair.
Like Dota.
Radeon cards, super cheap!
Yeah.
It's a shame that nobody supports Crossfire appropriately. Because I guess multiple card fucking systems are not doing it for people anymore or whatever. Because, like, you can buy two Radeon cards that are competitive to, like, a single NVIDIA card for about the same price. Like, Radeon cards are dirt fucking cheap.
Yeah.
And if people supported Crossfire appropriately, you get crazy frame rates. But nobody supports multiple GPUs anymore. Well,
Crossfire has those little tiny marbles and babies choke on them.
You'll get caught up in the...
Crossfire!
Quit singing! So yeah, that's Wildstar.
He started!
I did! I started that.
That's Wildstar. On a scale from 1 to Hossam, I think it's a 4.
That is not a scale.
And Hossam
is Hossam will be the 1.
Hossam.
It'll be Hoss to 5.
Hossam. And I want a character of Hoss with like a thumbs up.
And a meter.
Yeah. Ding! Ding! Hossam.
Well, if you want to do this dumb scale, here's the only way I would ever sign on for it. You need 5 pictures of me.
Oh, dude.
It's like...
Oh, dude. One of them's got to be your frown, though. You're pissed off.
That's,
like,
I feel like my one...
The ones that insult you and don't even deserve a number, just get the frown.
A 1 is my face buried in my hands. Just, oh,
jeez.
A 2 is the frown.
Yeah, right?
A 3 is a, I've eaten worse shit.
Worse?
You know, 4 can be like, you know, me, like, you know, or, hey. You know, maybe like.
Yeah, thumbs to the side.
Yeah, thumb to the side, kind of, meh, I don't know.
Cool.
You give it to the Batista, and then just. The 5 is just me, like thumbs out, and me with like an anime like fucking manga like word bubble that just says fantastic,
awesome,
or radiant glow behind you as you just stand armed.
Yes!
This game is awesome. Speaking of which, are you done?
Done.
Speaking of which, I think you played one of those recently.
Yes.
That is amazing.
And, you know, I'm going to make this as short and sweet and cut and dry setup as possible. I played fucking Mario Kart
8.
Mario Kart 8. And brief history, just so everybody knows, I played every single Mario Kart ever. You know what? Mario Kart's real good? That fucking first one. You know what Mario Karts are bad? Every other one. I've never enjoyed another Mario Kart.
I really enjoy 64. I
got a free copy of Mario Kart 64 for the Wii.
I love the controls on that. I think I think that is the most solidly controlled one that there is. I absolutely love it.
No, oh man, and that game just looks rotten. Oh, it's like somebody just like smeared shit
that game
all over your TV, and you're like, "Well, that's the Donkey Kong level."
That game, that game controls like a perfectly fit shoe. It's
I mean, granted, they didn't have much hardware to work with, but they had more than that. And I don't like the way that game plays. I hate the way that game looks. I hate all of the battle levels in that game.
Okay, the battle levels, I will say, are way inferior to the Super NES one.
Totally.
The Super NES had the best battlefields, I don't think anything
else. Hell yeah.
Yeah,
but alright, so here's the shocker. Mario Kart 8 is fucking awesome!
It looks fun as hell.
It is the best game I have played all year.
Wow.
It is probably the best game that I have played in the last 24 months.
Wow. That is a heavy
This is amazing Mario Kart. It's as good as it's ever been.
Is this a buy a Wii U type of game? Like, you should buy a Wii U for it?
I think you'd need one other reason.
Okay.
Just because it's still $300.
Right, yeah, it's still $300.
But if you could find yourself $150 to $200 worth of games that you would want to buy with it, because the cool thing is, if you buy a Wii U,
right,
and you buy a copy of Mario Kart,
yeah,
they'll give you a free copy of your choice of Zelda or Mario U as a digital. Pikmin 3.
Wow.
Yeah, Wonderful 101 and Wii Party. Like, your choice of one of those is a download just for registering it on their site.
Wow.
Pretty awesome. So the problem is, I have an 8 GB Wii U.
Yeah.
So I've got a free game, but I can't put it on there.
Yeah, you can't put it on. That's brutal.
So I guess I'll just hook up a USB hard drive, because those things take USB hard drives.
That's true. Yeah, they do.
Which is nuts.
They do.
But yes, back to Mario Kart. Yes. That game looks awesome. It's the one of the most creatively designed games I've ever seen from a technical perspective. Right. It uses every drop of hardware. Like, I never thought that a Mario franchise game needed to be in HD. I was totally fucking wrong. This looks so good. The levels look so good. The, you know, even the effects on attacks look great. The new weapons are awesome. There is finally... this may have been in Mario Kart 7, the one for the 3DS. I can't remember appropriately. But just for you, those of you who haven't played it, there is a block for the blue shell now.
Really? There's a block?
Fuck yes. There is an item. You can it's like a blowhorn thing.
Oh, it's brilliant.
So when you're riding up there and somebody thinks he's hot shit hitting you with a blue shell, wah, yeah!
Fuck your blue shell!
Granted, it's only a one-use item, but it lets you block the shittiest attack in the whole game.
Right, yeah, the most cheap.
The one that hunts you down.
The one that hunts the leader down. Bullshit.
You know, all the stuff from the previous games are back. Like, you know, the motorcycles from the Wii game are back.
Right.
The hang gliders, the flying segments from the 3DS game are back. It's all the good stuff. And then they add this completely new section onto the game, this entire new design process onto it, where they've added these kind of magnetic tracks. Mm-hmm. Where you can have levels where you're driving upside down. And the cool thing is, when you're actually flipping upside down and driving on the ceiling at some of these places, you can actually get a view where you see the rest of the track and you can see other carts moving around.
Oh, wow.
It just looks great, man. It's got a super long draw distance. You know, like, completely jaggy-free. It's 1080. It's 60 frames. This game is fucking radical. One drawback.
What's that?
Actually, no, before I say the drawback, I'll say the other thing. Okay. The online for this game is awesome.
Is it?
And it works.
Wow.
12-player online races, and I was playing against people in Japan, people in Germany, people all over the fucking world.
Yeah.
No lag.
And I'm sure there was instant, like, player, like,
yeah.
Foggage.
I mean, and the great thing is, like, it'll be 12 players, and it's just consistently dropping new guys in.
Yeah.
And whenever you join a server, like, because all the races are super quick, you
this
know?
Is the first real game of, like, with any fervor, like, really any significant fervor behind it for the Wii U that I can remember.
Pikmin had some steam going into it, but they blew it because they delayed it too many times.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is the first big release.
Yeah.
You know, Wind Waker HD had some talk behind it, but it's a re-release of a 12-year-old game.
Yeah, it's a re-release.
And it was awesome, but it's a re-release of a 12-year-old game. I mean, fuck you. You're like, you know, like, I bought it, but do you expect me to get worked up over something that I fucking played over a decade ago?
But in HD now.
It's like, you know, if the girl I dated in high school showed up at my house, like, you want to see my tits? Like, I saw them 12 years ago. Fuck you. Oh, yeah, show them one more time. They look good in HD. I'm just saying that they're higher density now. Boom.
There you go.
I'm on a roll right now, guys.
Killing it.
Yeah, 12-player, they're constantly adding in and dropping in characters. The nice thing is, you got to do a lobby. It's not like you're waiting for an entire championship or something like that to get solved. You know, most of the races are 3 to 5 minutes. So you're never waiting more than 5 minutes to get into a game. So as soon as you get added to a server, you're spectating, you're watching other people play.
Right.
And then as soon as that race is over, you get to choose whatever you want. Nice thing about this, there's no fucking voice chat in this game. Yes! Yes!
You mean no stupid people over a microphone chatting at you, saying dumb shit?
And the cool thing is, if you want to chat with your buddies, this game, the system level does have private chat. So you can conceivably be in the chat room talking with your buddies. But the cool thing is, when you're sitting in the chat room there, there's like, you know, the 12 me's are all standing around. And it'll, you know, let you choose, like, which level do you want? And then everybody picks their level. And then after that, you can just start using these canned phrases that they have.
Yeah.
Super good. Super good. I just keep jamming the same one over and over again.
Strong bad. It's making...
Yeah, I figured one of us is like, pow block anyone, and I just kept hitting it. Pow block anyone? Yeah. Pow block anyone? Fucking...
Fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's play it.
Game of the year.
But what's the one drawback, as you mentioned?
Oh, sorry. One drawback. Right. And it actually ties back to the thing I bitched about with the Nintendo 64 game. This game has something going for it. It has 32 tracks. Right. 16 brand new, 16 reimagines.
Right. Okay.
It didn't have any battle tracks.
No battle tracks?
But battle mode's in it, but you have to play it on a fucking track.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a shit.
That's no, yeah, you gotta have a battle mode.
And
I have a battle arena.
They may, and
they can download. They
may add a couple of battle.
Yeah, games. I mean we're at the level now of technology where it's like it's not like you got a cartridge and that's what the game you got,
right?
Regardless of how shitty it was.
Like, as soon as they start hitting those notes, like no battle arenas, they're gonna be like, hey, guys, start making
DLC.
And the best thing to come out of this game, though,
yeah,
the best thing to come out of this game, though,
what's that?
Fucking stare down Luigi.
Oh fuck yeah! Thank you for saying
holy
that.
Shit.
Holy shit! That is the most funny thing I've ever seen. The fact that the replays
everybody
are now,
does it, but Luigi's the best.
Well, Luigi's
he's
the
like,
best.
He's like, yeah, this is for fucking making fun of you, Luigi, you asshole. Wow.
Slowing that down is just one of the greatest things ever. He just turns his creepy looking head and gives a little grin. It's the best thing. I love the replays and turning those into GIFs is like the new meme of the week.
Yes.
It's the best thing ever.
Like, it's like, what happened, believe it or not, this Nintendo fans are crazy, and they'll find whatever they can to do anything.
That's true.
This happened back when Wind Waker HD came out. People figured out how to take selfies with Link.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Have you seen those?
I have.
Where it's like, yeah, here's Link standing in front of this weird lady. Selfie.
And Link has such fantastic facial expressions anyway. Like, when he's low on health, he kind of just looks kind of like pissed off. He just...
Those are great. Those selfie pictures are pretty great. This whole Luigi thing, it's the new Link
thing.
Selfie.
It's the best. There is one where Bowser launches a turtle shell behind him, and it's a camera shot from in front, and he launches a turtle
and then
shell.
He looks over his shoulder.
No, he looks over his shoulder, throws a turtle shell behind him, bounces it off of a tree, and it comes out and hits like Mario that's right next to him, and he just goes, ugh, like with this big smile. It's so great.
There you go.
This game, like, I'm, you know, I've gotten the credits to roll on it. I'm, you know, I'm working on 100cc right now. I did all of 50. You know, it's,
all the 50s are out.
This game's awesome. Like, yeah. I would probably already be done with 100 and working
How's
on 150. I just play so much of the online. Believe it or not, I'm playing the shit on the online.
I would, too, if it works and you have a bunch of whole
great
people. That sounds like fun. It's probably the one thing I probably play online is just a quick race.
Hey, there's no fucking talking. There's no griefing and shit.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
You just play the track and you hit people with it. The biggest griefing you can do is when the mechanics of the game and hit somebody with a blue shell. But there's a block for that now. So.
I do have some news.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to drag down the whole show with a news section. But there's been...
You don't have to. We can be excited about the news. News!
Well,
yes!
Well, the first thing I'm going to say... the new Batman got delayed.
Yeah, I saw
that. Yeah, I got pushed to 15.
Boo! Oh, well.
The funny thing is...
Make it good. I don't care. Don't rush
their
anything down out.
My favorite thing is the way that some companies delay things.
Right.
That's always real funny to me.
Right.
Like, their delay was, and we're going to make this game even better. Check out this cart.
Coming at 15.
It's going to be so much better.
Coming at 15.
Yeah, E3 is next week.
Is it? There you go.
Yes. I'm really excited for this year. The big problem that I'm already seeing is that this year's E3 has a lot going for it that I think is going to bum some people out who already went out and bought hardware.
Right.
The theme that I'm starting to see from this year's E3 is, man, 2015 is going to be fucking amazing.
Right.
And we're not even halfway through
14 yet. Yeah, so not a lot of fervor behind what's coming out this year.
But, you know, we've got a new Assassin's Creed game coming out this year. We've obviously got Call of Duty coming this year. You know, they announced a new Forza Horizon that's coming to the Xbox One and the 360. That was surprising.
Yeah.
Just the fact that Microsoft would make a first-party game that's on both now.
Right.
You know, typically whenever a new hardware rolls out. But it kind of leads into Microsoft's whole new Phil Spencer regime of, it's all about the games, fuck it.
Yeah.
Wherever you want to play games, we'll make a fucking game. Just buy something.
Just buy it.
Play. Just buy it, please.
Yeah. Like a crazy car salesman.
Yeah, it's like old Gil. Come on, guys. Give old Gil a
Well, and if you want proof of that, like the Phil Spencer changeover has been fairly meaningful for Microsoft.
Right.
They did what Sony did a few weeks ago. Sony dropped this huge press release about 3 or 4 weeks ago that was about, like, here's 10 independent games that are coming to the PS4 over the course of the next year.
Right.
Well, and that's usually, like, a part of the press conference. They usually chews up a lot of time.
Right.
Here's this guy, stage demo, that kind of stuff. You know, they devoted, like, 20 or 25 minutes on stage to that last year. So they're getting that out of the way and just saying, like, this is all going to be new shit this year.
Right.
The stuff we're going to show you is going to blow your brain out of your ass. And, like, Microsoft typically devotes, because they're an OS company, they typically devote a lot of time to talking about, here are improvements for Xbox Live, here are improvements for the dashboard, here's the new features that you're going to have. Microsoft fucking dropped a press release yesterday when they announced Forza that said, oh, we've got 50 apps hitting by the end of the year, including HBO Go, and here all that stuff is. So that means, like, you know, Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff that's missing.
Right.
They just got all that out of the way. So they're not gonna, there's not going to be a man in a fucking suit on stage saying, and I know you kids love those hashtags. Coming Q4.
We got a Halo TV show, I think. With
they did make a pretty cool play in their press release for their Twitter app that I think is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all right, I watch professional wrestling, as you guys do as well.
Indeed.
And what is professional wrestling right now? It's very social. Yes. It's always like, you know, do your hashtags and shit like that.
Right.
You know, and, you know, tweet out about this.
Do your hashtags, make your Facebooks, and
yeah, get your book face and your my faces, and they're always like, you know, tweet about this, or, you know, like, every TV show that you watch has a hashtag and some, you know, Jack is back bullshit on it.
Right.
I've been watching a lot of 24 lately. And that show, still got it.
Still got it. I'm two episodes behind, though. I need to catch back up.
Yeah, you need to catch back up. It got real good this week.
Yeah.
It got real good this week.
I gotta watch it again.
Okay. But yeah, like, the cool thing is with the Twitter app that they're coming out with, you're gonna be able to snap it.
Oh.
And watch a live Twitter feed and tweet.
Interesting.
Which is cool. So you can actually follow, like, and it will actually be, I guess you can make it, like, program specific so that you can see all the tweets about wrestling.
Right.
Which is kind of cool. But whatever. That seems like it'll be alright, but, like, it sounds like Microsoft is coming in, you know, guns blazing this year, because they're now down at a $399 price point. They eliminated the Kinect from the box.
Right.
Their system is now $399 as of June 9th, which is the day after their press conference? Yeah, I think it's the day after their press conference.
Right.
So it's going to be like, and go buy one tomorrow. Or maybe it's the same day. Maybe it'll be, and go buy one today.
Yeah.
Which would be kind of smart of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks like Microsoft's got a lot of stuff planned. Sony needs things, because they announced last week that The Order 1886, their big third-person shooter that people are super stoked about, got delayed until last year. Until next year, sorry. Here's the thing. Sony's got a huge lead right now, and I'm not shitting on Sony. But they have two games that I know of announced for the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And it's Drive Club and Uncharted.
Yeah.
And that's fucking it. And it sounds like Microsoft's walking in with a shotgun full of action.
Right.
And I would hope that Sony would walk in and go, yo,
maybe they got,
for real.
Maybe they got some. Maybe they got some secrets jammed up their sleeve.
I think
they might be banking a lot on that Uncharted. I don't know.
Microsoft's like John Wilkes Booth. He's going to walk up behind you, and blow your brains out.
I just think that, you know, in the last few years, you know, Sony has gone through so many money troubles, and Microsoft has such deep pockets, and their division is so successful, you know, historically over the last decade,
right?
For them financially, that I just think that if you're at an even price point, and your systems are, you know, because the big rumor is that 25% of the GPU and CPU for the Xbox One were tied up in Kinect processing.
Right.
So if you give that power back to everybody, that pretty much evens your play field, because the CPU and the GPU for the Xbox One and the PS4 are the same brand and the same generation.
That sentence sounds like an eye chart, isn't it?
Sorry. I'm just saying that, like...
CPU, GPU, PS4.
The only difference is RAM speed.
No, yeah, I got it. Yeah.
You know, the PS4 has faster RAM, but it's the same amount. I don't know if that's going to be that quantifiable of a difference for, like, multi-platform games.
Sure.
So I'm just saying, if you're at a reasonably the same, you know, hardware power, same price point, and Microsoft just starts paying fools off for exclusives.
Right.
It's like just, this thing can get ugly real quick because Sony...
Hey, make one for us.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, man. I mean, you remember about...
Some games?
10 years ago, nobody had in-house development like Sony.
Right, yeah.
I feel like the PS3 generation destroyed that image. I mean, Naughty Dog brought it hard the whole generation. I think Insomniac did an okay job, but they're not making Ratchet games for Sony anymore. They're making Sunset Overdrive, which looks awesome for the Xbox One.
Right.
You know, it... I just... You know, and that Sony Santa Monica is probably making another God of War, but who wants to see another fucking Kratos game? If it's not Kratos, I'm interested. You've seen that man's entire fucking life. There's nothing else interesting they could.
I want to see him be a baby.
I agree.
Baby does?
Like, I am a huge Kratos fan. I have. I watched this whole story. I really have watched this whole story. I don't know what else to do with it.
Pick another God of War. There have been other God of Wars in other religions.
That's what I want to
say. At other times.
Well, see, that's what I want to do. I want Kratos to go and kill them now. Like, I want him to go and kill the other gods.
So it's like Blinks the Time Sweeper,
right? But with Kratos. I want him to just start stabbing Anubis in the face.
What if Kratos kills Jesus?
What's the cartoon that was
Rocky and Bullwinkle where the dog and the little kid would go through time?
Peabody.
Oh, Peabody.
Yeah, Peabody, Sherman, yeah. Yeah, it's like Peabody and Sherman.
But with Kratos.
But with Kratos.
And he's going to Theta!
Yeah, well, he's just going to other, like, places of their, you know, like, in a religion. So, yeah, it's fucking, have Kratos kill Thor. Like, it'd be fucking cool. Like, do that. I want to see that game.
Kratos,
God killer.
I don't want to see another Kratos game. Like, and I mean that with the utmost respect. But God of War Ascension was awful because you had already seen all of it. That was in my opinion, a clear example of a developer gasping for air.
You can't.
It's like Tony Hawk's Underground 2 when they threw in all the Jackass guys because they were like, we have nothing left.
Right.
They were like, this is still a cool game, but I wish all this Jackass stuff wasn't in here, but if all this Jackass stuff wasn't in here, it kind of just be Tony Hawk's Underground 1 again.
No, yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, you can't cram any more angst into his story. No, like, we've seen it all. Like,
all of it.
All of it. We've seen
every moment from the time that he murdered his family.
Yeah.
I've seen all of it.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah. From the first one.
It's too late. I've seen everything.
It's too late. I've seen it all.
It's very Patrick Stewart of you.
It is, yeah.
I've seen everything. But that's kind of the, you know, like, I'm, like, vibrating, thinking about E3.
Yeah, just being really antsy about
it. I'm super pumped.
Yeah.
I think there is going to be, like, no less than 5 moments during those press conferences where a man is going to walk on stage and you're going to say, I can't believe that man from that company is at this press conference. It's just, I think that's the kind of guns that they're going to go for.
Who took Jack Trenton's job? Did they mention that? Did he retire? I thought he retired.
He just stepped down.
He stepped down. Who took his job? They ever mentioned that? Is anybody significant?
Like, I feel like I've heard that, but that it wasn't a name that would mean anything.
Right, yeah. Because the Microsoft switchover got me thinking about it.
Yeah, because, like, you know, Matrick stepped down, and that's Phil Spencer territory now.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm glad they got Phil Spencer to step in, but part of me was still like, oh, man, fuck, what was the guy from early 360? Not Jay Allard, because he was a fucking moron. The guy that went to EA Sports.
I'm not certain. I could not tell you. The only thing I remember about the last guy who was in charge of Xbox was that he just had, like, a loose tie and he looked really desperate.
Oh, yeah, that's Dan Matrick.
Dan Matrick, yeah. He looked real desperate during that.
Don Matrick.
Yeah, I was like, oh, come on, guys. Buy an Xbox, will you?
Yeah. His mea culpa after E3 last year, just, you were like, man, you are on borrowed fucking time.
Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, but it was the Microsoft messaging
you think,
around E3 last year was so close to the messaging of Sony around the PS3 announcement.
Right.
Where, you know, where fucking Kaz Hirai and, you know, all the other Sony execs said, well, you'll get a second job to buy a PlayStation 3. Well, how about you go fuck yourself?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Granted, I did buy a PlayStation 3, but...
Yeah, and you did have two jobs at that point.
Yeah, I did. But they were just high on their own supply, and that's clear what Microsoft was. They just thought, well, we'll do this because the publishers clearly wanted them to lock the system down and shit, and they were like, well, we'll do this, and everybody else will fall in line because, fuck you, we're Microsoft.
Yeah.
And Sony chose to not do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Sony, for once, listened to people and said, if we did what somebody wanted us to do,
we might actually win this thing.
They'd be kind of stoked about that, wouldn't they?
Okay, so just to close it off a bit, do you think, and if you do think so, what will Sony pull out any surprises?
Oh yeah,
that might. Yeah. Like, go, oh, hey, we got this, too.
The Last Guardian will be there.
Oh, fuck, dude. Are you kidding? Because I've been wanting...
Rumor has it, like, you know, and this has been floating around for years. For about a year and a half or 2 years now, that game has been content complete.
Oh.
And now it's just working it to get it...
To get it to the new...
You know, running on, you know,
on the new system. The new
Last Guardian.
It's...
Dragon thing?
It's Shadow of the Colossus, Team Ico's new game, and... It's gonna make me cry, and I want to play it. And I know that game is gonna make me cry in the end, like, and I hate it. But
there's
I'm gonna play
a kid,
it
and there's like a mouse, cat,
dog,
butterfly, dog, dragon thing.
It looks like a really young Colossus without all the frickin' like creepy stuff on it. It looks adorable, and he's
so
like,
"You're gonna die."
Friends with
or
it.
He's gonna die,
and it's gonna die at the end of that game. Or it's gonna die because it's more sad. Well, no, because then him like coddling your dead body would be horribly sad too. It's gonna be sad at the end of that.
Imagine
game.
Those giant tears
I know,
streaming
just like,
down,
and then like gives like a little like adorable like howl noise. Like, oh no.
Oh no!
The squirrel's gonna get eaten at the end of that game.
All the feels.
It's gonna be sad. All the feels are gonna come rushing in. If that happens, I'm not gonna buy a PS4, but I'm gonna come over and play it with you. That's what's gonna happen.
He's gonna play it with you.
I think it's been rumored long enough that I'm halfway convinced that Microsoft has paid for timed exclusivity for the next Fallout.
Yeah.
That rumor has floated around for long enough that I believe it to be true.
Yeah.
Because they're waiting for something to announce that game. Everybody's known it's been real for 2 years.
Right, yeah.
What are you waiting for?
We've had trailers.
And historically, Bethesda games sell considerably better on Microsoft platforms.
Right.
And an exclusive deal with the Xbox wouldn't preclude them from making a PC version of it at the same time.
Right. There you go. So,
I don't think you'll hear anything about Titanfall because I don't feel like that game went over very well. I expect Microsoft to have a new Halo trailer and probably announce that Halo collection.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Halo, I do have one thing that I want to announce in regards to our charity stream. Me and Gus.
Right.
I don't know if we've talked about this on the show.
You have not.
Me and Gus are actually doing a charity Extra Life stream in October.
Awesome.
It's a long way away, but we've actually started thinking about, well, what do we want to play? You know, me and Gus are big Halo dudes. We've kind of thought, like, playing through, like, maybe Halo Reach or something would be kind of cool. But we want to leave one game up to our readers and listeners.
Oh, boy.
To pick.
Can I want to?
It's got to be a game that can be finished in about 6 to 8 hours-ish.
Okay. Mega Man 2 can that?
I don't really want to play that game for that fucking long. I don't want to play that game for 5 minutes.
Oh.
I don't like that game.
Why do you rip at my heart? It's my.
I just don't like Mega Man.
It's my favorite game ever.
Yeah, I was thinking because...
If you don't like Mega Man, then I get it.
I was thinking because it's the month of October,
right?
Maybe a horror game.
Yeah.
Maybe Condemned or Amnesia. Right. Like, imagine how scary Amnesia would be.
Amnesia would be fantastic.
Yeah.
You need to get Eric on there with you and play Amnesia.
Well, and that's kind of the other thing that I'm thinking about is that
Amnesia scares me. Games don't typically scare me that much. Amnesia is fucking frightening. It's very fucking Call of Cthulhu, H.P. Lovecraft nonsense. Do Amnesia. I'm voting Amnesia.
I really want to do Amnesia, but I think we'll end up.
I don't want to do a scary game.
Well, you're not going to be on the stream with us unless you want to.
Maybe.
It's
a scary game.
One thing I thought would be really cool is that, like, since you have a life and a family and things like that, I thought maybe have shifts where for three or 4 hours. This person comes over for 3 or 4 hours. A different person comes over.
I would love to come.
And then just kind of cycle some people in and out.
Right.
But for the most part, it'll be me and Gus just fucking beating our heads against like Halo on Legendary or something, and he's going.
Nice. That sounds awesome. That sounds like a blast.
We're doing it for the kids. Our goal is, I think it's $1,000.
What is the charity, Extra Life?
It's the CoSair Children's Hospital here in Louisville.
Okay. Extra Life is just the thing that, like, donates
to charity. Well, it's all for kids' charities.
Gotcha. Yeah.
We've chosen CoSair. It's a really big charity here in town.
Yep.
They do a lot of good stuff with kids.
It's
and
huge.
I decided that, like, hey, I think it'd be cool to do, like, an event stream kind of thing. I kind of thought, like, hey, what if we did, like, a one-year anniversary, like, 24-hour live stream for, like, the website launching or something like that? And then I was like, oh, it would also be nice to do something for charity.
Right.
So I think that would be, I think that would be pretty cool. So we're doing that in October. That's going to be me and Gus, but we're going to have plenty of fun, stupid guests. And we're going to try to get some cameras up in here so we have a few different views.
Yeah, it's going to be weird.
It'll be super fucking weird. here's the one thing I do think. The horror game that we play, I would like that to be single player.
Right.
Because we're going to do co-op through two Halo games, probably. Right. And then this game will be in the middle, and it would be nice to be able to just, I don't want to play for a minute.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Be able to pass it.
So you're
going to
make me play a scary game.
It'd be all right.
Yeah, I think it'd be okay.
It'd be all right.
I'd be okay with
shit.
That. Except there'd be no progress taken through that whole hour of playing.
If we can raise the money, I will make sure there's progress.
Yeah, our goal is to raise $1,000. It'd be super awesome if we could do that. You'll hear stuff about that coming up pretty soon, and we'll have a probably some kind of poll on the website that we'll link through Facebook and Twitter and shit like that soon. So, yeah, guys, thanks for tuning in. This has been the Video Destruct Podcast. We're going to do one next week because fucking E3 is next week.
Yep.
So we'll have tons to talk about. We may not record on Tuesday because I think Tuesday night is Sony.
Yeah.
Maybe they're Monday night. I'm not going to be recording while there's a fucking press conference going on.
We could record right after.
It'll probably be pretty late. But,
yeah, okay.
Well, all right, we'll figure something out. Yeah. But we'll see you next week on the Video Destruct Podcast.
We're out of time! We gotta go!